So you've had a month and change to wear the championship ring and reflect on it. How does it feel?
Good. It's been obviously a really good season. So now everything is going to go quick because we're going to have to come back next week. But no, I feel great. I'm happy for the city. I'm happy for the players. And I'm happy also the way we finished the season. Yes, the cup, but also the way we played. So I'm proud of that, and I'm happy. So now we have to move forward.
Steve in the front row.
Hi, Wilfred. Steve Goff in the Washington Post. How do you see this year being a little different in its dynamic on and off the field with Messi and Miami as a complete unit over the course of a full year?
Well, I think it's going to be interesting to see that. Obviously, everybody knows all those players. So now it's going to be it's going to be interesting to see how they're going to do during all the season, because as you know, this is not the same. I don't like to compare MLS and the other leagues, because it's not the same, simple as that, in terms of travel, in terms of all the game that we have. So no, excited, and it's going to be a good challenge for everyone, and it's going to be nice to see how everything is going to be with them.
I'm going to go to Fabian in the front row.
Fabian Renko with SBI Soccer. Right. Excuse my French, but Couture went to Montreal this offseason. What do you think of the move for him? Obviously, you spent a lot of time with him. And has there been a little bit of banter for those crew two players that maybe he wants to take with him? Thank you.
No, I'm really happy for him. He deserves it. He's a really good guy, first of all. And obviously, he has a really good quality also as a coach. And he's humble. This is a good fit for Montreal because he has the profile regarding what they want to do over there. So I'm really happy for him because I knew that he wanted to have this opportunity. And like I told him, now he has to put his buckle on and move forward and enjoy it. And I will not give him any players for the last team.
Go to Kyle.
Kyle Bonniger with ESPN. Given how early the season will start for you, how many competitions the team will be in, aspirations, all of that, how do you prioritize the U.S. Open Cup as a part of the larger schedule?
Listen, I come from Europe, and the way I see it is U.S. Open Cup or all kind of leagues, this is important. So the way I am as a coach, we like to compete in every competition. So after that, we're going to see what we're going to do with the U.S. Open Cup. But we're going to have many games, like every team. So I'm not here to prioritize everything. I'm here to challenge my player to compete in all kind of competition. So this is the way I see it.
Ethan in the middle.
Ethan Finn from Football Cafe Podcast. Wilfred, we know you're getting a lot of attention from Europe, and we know your focus right now is Columbus and MLS, but do you think moving to Europe, coaching a team happening in the next 3-5 years, what is your thought at the moment?
So when I started to, when I wanted to become a coach, the idea was to do as I did when I was young, to travel. So I know what I want to do in terms of vision, but I don't like to plan things, because in our job everything can come and goes as quick as possible. So the most important for me is to live in the present moment. I'm really happy to be in Columbus. I don't live in the future. But I like to challenge myself, so I don't know where I'm going to be in 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years, but I know that I will challenge myself, so we'll see.
Take two more questions in the room.
Daniel Feuerstein, when you made the goalkeeping change to Schulte that led you to the MLS Cup Championship, how excited are you for him for this upcoming season? What do you think he can do for a full year?
I'm really happy for him. It's been a good challenge for him because, yes, obviously he has the quality to be a really good goalkeeper. And this is a really good goalkeeper. But he has a lot of things also that he can improve. And what I like about that is he's really coachable. And I'm eager to start because I have ideas already to challenge him to get better on that and same things, you know, for him to help him to get better. So it's going to be a nice and a good season for him because he has a lot of opportunities and challenges. But he's ready for that. And he has to stay confident and humble because for sure he has a bright future.
So, and then our final question from the room.
How are you, Coach? There's always room for improvement, and you were mentioning about challenge. How do you manage this situation when you have to face this new season as the MLS Defender Champions?
To be honest with you, for me, it doesn't change. Why? Because I stay focused on the what I do on the pitch. So it's going to be a good exercise for me to add layers about what we do in the way we play. The idea is to put more certainty for us and to put more uncertainty for the opposition. So for the players, I don't know yet. So the idea is to see how they're going to come back. And my job with my staff is to help them to move forward. Because it's good that we won. We are all happy with that. But I have already ideas about what we can improve on the pitch to get better. So this is the idea.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your time, Coach.
Thank you.